I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States has made it clear, publicly and privately, to Russia to stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons in the Ukraine conflict, following Russian President Vladimir Putin's statement that he would use any means to defend Russia. Speaking on the CBS News program 60 Minutes Sunday, Blinken said it's very important that Moscow hear from us and know from us that the consequences of using nuclear weapons would be horrific, and said we've made that very clear. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan issued a similar warning in an appearance Sunday on the U.S. NBC news program Meet the Press. Meanwhile, Japanese officials have expressed similar concerns about Russian use of nuclear weapons, as Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a press conference in Tokyo, Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno says, as the world's only country to have suffered nuclear attacks, we strongly demand that the threat or use of nuclear weapons by Russia should never happen. He also announces an additional ban by the Japanese government of the export of materials that may be used for chemical weapons to 21 Russian organizations, including science laboratories. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. and Japanese responses came after Putin signaled the possibility of a nuclear attack last week, as he called up 300,000 military reservists to help Russia fight in its seven-month invasion of Ukraine. The troop augmentation came after Russian battlefield setbacks, with Kyiv's forces recapturing large swaths of territory in northeast Ukraine that Russia had seized in the early weeks of the war. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Japan Monday, where she held bilateral talks with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida after arriving at Yokota Air Base in Tokyo. Harris is in Japan to attend former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's funeral Tuesday. As she met with reporters alongside Prime Minister Kishida, she credited the late Prime Minister Abe with strengthening the bond of friendship between the two nations. She hopes her talks with the current Prime Minister will further strengthen those bonds.
This is a cornerstone of what we believe is integral to peace, stability, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. And it is something we prioritize because we also believe it is in the best interest of the American people. And we do believe the same for the Japanese people.
A senior White House official told reporters Harris and Kishida were expected to discuss a partnership on Taiwan security issues in their talks, and said Washington welcomes Japan's increased military strength and security role. Officials in South Korea Monday say a fire that broke out in the basement of a shopping mall in the city of Daejeon has killed at least seven people. The officials say firefighters are continuing to search for survivors after putting out the blaze late Monday, Korean time. It's not immediately clear if there are people still missing, and firefighters say smoke remained in some parts of the building. The fire broke out around 7:45 a.m. and quickly spread across the basement's loading dock area, prompting the evacuation of more than 110 people, including mall employees and customers at a nearby hotel. Officials say the damage could have been worse if the fire or the blaze had broken out during the mall's business hours. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. The U.S. space agency NASA is preparing to test its asteroid-deflecting DART spacecraft, as the vehicle, launched 10 months ago, is expected to impact an asteroid Monday. It is a test of the world's first planetary defense system designed to prevent a doomsday collision between an asteroid and Earth. The cube-shaped impactor spacecraft is roughly the size of a vending machine with two rectangular solar arrays. NASA's officials say it is on course to fly into an asteroid named Dimorphos, which is about as large as a football stadium, and self-destruct late Monday, about 11 kilometers from Earth. The mission's finale will test the ability of a spacecraft to alter an asteroid's trajectory with sheer kinetic force, plowing into the object at high speed in an effort to nudge it just enough to out of harm's way and out of Earth's path. Repeating the hour's top news story, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said the United States has made it clear, publicly and privately, that Russia needs to stop loose talk about nuclear weapons in its conflict with Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This